With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. An organization that runs warming centers for people experiencing homelessness in Bozeman and Livingston say it needs thousands of dollars in donations or they may have to close its doors during the winter. Kevin Trevlin reports.
Bozeman's Human Resource Development Council says its warming center, split between two properties, needs $200,000 to stay open through March. HRDC Housing Director Sherry Esslinger says the facility provides 50 to 55 people a place to sleep each night.
We're just trying to make sure that none of our neighbors die because they don't have any other place to go in the evenings. So we want to provide that warm, safe place for folks.
Esslinger says many warming center guests work one or multiple jobs, but still don't make enough to secure stable housing. The warming center is funded solely by community donations, as is a similar shelter in Livingston. HRDC says it needs $34,000 to keep the Livingston Warming Center open through March. Esslinger says 2 to 5 people use the space each night. She says the 22 individuals who have stayed at the shelter this winter didn't have anywhere else to go in town.
There is no other options in that community currently. There's no other shelters. Bozeman is the closest shelter, but having folks go through that pass in the winter just so they have a place to rest their head and not freeze to death is also pretty risky as well.
Temperatures have been relatively average in the 30s in the Gallatin Valley the last few days, but another part of the state with a need for shelter space is getting slammed with frigid weather. Bob Honish with the National Weather Service says wind chill temperatures around the Fort Peck Indian Reservation have fallen to minus 40 degrees the last few days. The Great Falls Tribune reports the reservation's only 2 homeless shelters have been closed for months due to methamphetamine contamination. Kevin Trevelin, Montana Public Radio.